ओम शांति। आज
ओम शांति ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सबकी याद लेके
I carried everyone's loving remembrances with myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that from a distance there were some sparkling stars. The light that was emerging from these stars was a very beautiful one. Different colored rays of light were emerging from those stars and reaching out to far corners. I continued to look at this scene for a few seconds. I then noticed Baba coming from a distance. As Baba came closer, he asked, Child, what are you looking at? I replied, Baba, these stars that are sparkling in the distance are not like what is seen normally. They are looking very different today. Baba smiled and then said, Do you know who or what these stars represent? According to the time, not only individuals but souls from different fields, backgrounds are looking for some kind of strength, power. Some are facing situations of fear, different problems. So they are looking for some kind of shakti. They want to find some kind of place, some kind of haven, some path. So that they are able to cross over these situations that come so suddenly and unexpectedly. I then said, Baba, there is just light emerging from these stars. So Baba said, look closely at them. What else do you see in them? I saw a very beautiful form appear within from each star of the dearly beloved deities. So Baba said, these are not just the deities, but along with that, they are the ancestor souls. So according to the time, people are remembering their ancestor souls, they're remembering past times, they're calling out to their dearly beloved deities. So the time is accordingly, is automatically inspiring the children to take on that form. Time is making, enabling the children to make that effort to return to that stage. So the children have to pay attention about stabilizing themselves in their original form, one of being the dearly beloved deities of the devotees, and also remember that you are the same ancestor souls. And we have to enable our creation to have experiences. We have to fill them with what they need. The light was emerging from the stars, and that was creating this beautiful scene, beautiful atmosphere in all directions. That within that, within that scene, within each star, was also visible the creation of each of these ancestor souls. So now, according to the time, Baba continued saying, you have to stabilize yourself in your original stage and give souls experiences. After a few seconds, I also saw that Baba's form, Baba's own form, became very, very beautiful. Rays of light were emerging from Baba's form and they were spreading out in the form of blessings. And through that light there was, things were flourishing all around. Some place, in some corners there were flowers and in some areas there were falling leaves. So there was a lot of greenery all around. So Baba then asked, do you know what you're seeing? So I didn't understand what Baba was saying. Baba then said, people in the world are preparing for Christmas celebrations in the world, but the father and you children, what are you becoming now? You have to be the ones to give blessings to everyone. What does Father Christmas do? He goes to each individual and fills them up with all that they wish and gives them happiness. So what do the children now have to do? The father is anyway doing it, but you children also have to, through your subtle form, through your inner angelic form, you have to go around the entire world and shower blessings on everyone. They are not just the father's children, but they are your creation as well. They are your family. And so being in that form of being the donor and the bestower of blessings, go on a tour of the entire world and fill them up with all blessings. So Baba was standing in front, and I then saw souls of different religions standing in front of Baba. Baba was continually giving them drishti. And as Baba was giving drishti, it was as though light was falling on each child from above and they were receiving some form of blessing or the other. Baba said, the father is bound to fulfill the pure desires of souls of the world, and at such times Baba definitely gives them some experience or the other. So what do you children have to do? At such times, go in your subtle form, go close to all these souls and give them experiences. Go in your subtle form and go on a tour, give them experiences, so that they understand that this task is God's task. They have to recognize who God is, recognize Him as their Father. The time is making you children make your spiritual endeavor, stabilize yourself in being that beloved deity and give experiences to other souls, because they are calling out to the Supreme, they are looking for, they're searching for something, there's a lot of fear in them as well. I then placed the bhog tray in front of Baba. Baba then smiled again and again emerged his form of bestowing blessings. Baba said, Baba knows who is sitting in front of him today. So I wondered what Baba was indicating. Baba said, today Baba's special right hands are sitting in front of Baba today. We have a group of PK teachers from Gujarat come for their Bhakti in Pandav Bhavan. These children are sitting in front of Baba and they've been sending very pure thoughts to Baba. Baba is very pleased to see these children. Baba then emerged the group in front of him in a circle. Baba was giving each one drishti to all those participating in the bhakti. Baba then said, you are dearly beloved, you are under the canopy of the Father's protection. Baba has a special hope in you children, stabilize yourself in that form, that you're able to send vibrations of experiences to souls of the world. So souls of the world should feel that this is all we want, we don't want anything further. So all the sisters were sitting in a circle, in a half moon circle. There was a very beautiful light in the center of that circle. And the rays of light that were emerging from that light were reaching each soul. And it was spreading out in all far corners, far distances, and creating a wonderful atmosphere. So Baba said, in the bhakti, you children have to experience your own form, your original form, but along with that, you have to enable others to receive sakash of the same vibrations. So you children have to practice this as well. And along with that, Baba was repeatedly giving the signal that along with volcanic yoga, also spread the vibrations of coolness to souls in the world. In that volcanic yoga, bring about different forms of transformation and also spread vibrations of coolness. So keep this aim while you are in your bhakti and expand on it. I then offered bhog to Baba. There were many, many children in front of Baba. Baba then fed each of them himself. Baba then gave lots of loving remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.